Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, March 12th, and coming up in today's episode, TMC and BJP raise concerns over voter list manipulation. BJP set for a clean sweep in Haryana local body polls as Congress looks at yet another defeat. New allegations 20 years after actor Sondarya's death against actor Mohan Babu, and Ukraine agrees to 30-day ceasefire proposal, says ball is in Russia's court. From Bengal to the national capital, parties are alleging voter list fraud against one another. While Congress and other India bloc members are targeting BJP in the centre, in Bengal, the tables have turned as BJP has rallied the Election Commission against Trinamool in a unique instance where both parties are accusing one another of the same policy. First, the centre. Trinamool MP Derek O'Brien has posted on social media, quote, "If you are not allowing a discussion on the serious issue of duplicate EPIC voter cards under Rule 267, let's have an open discussion next week under Rule 176. We, eight opposition parties, want Parliament to discuss this. We are being reasonable," unquote. This after repeated demands for a discussion on voter list manipulation were not carried out. This comes as multiple parties and leaders, including leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, demanded a discussion on alleged voter list fraud. He said, and I quote, "Question is being raised on the voter list in every state. In Maharashtra, questions were raised on black and white voter list. The entire opposition is just saying that there should be a discussion on voters list," unquote. Priyanka Gandhi, on the other hand, took to social media and said the government should allow discussion on the issue in Parliament. She further said the reports of voter list manipulation only appeared before elections and are very dangerous for democracy. On Monday, Mr. Gandhi, along with his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, met with Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to raise the issue. Earlier on March 6, a delegation of the Trinamool met Election Commission officials in Kolkata regarding their complaints about the same electoral photo identity card or EPIC number. However, ECI has clarified that having the same elector's photo identity card number does not mean there are duplicate or fake voters. The Trinamool delegation led by Derek O'Brien and Kalyan Banerjee met with Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar on Tuesday to raise concerns about these duplicate numbers, which they claim are being issued across India. The TMC claimed multiple voters were registered with the same EPIC numbers. Meanwhile, BJP leaders also raised allegations of electoral roll manipulation in West Bengal. The BJP claimed that 13 lakh illegal voters, including Bangladeshi nationals, had been added to the voter list. The party's delegation, including Bengal Unit President Sukanta Majumdar and co-observer Amit Malviya, submitted a petition to the Election Commission stating that around 8,415 people in Bengal had the same EPIC number. In response, the Election Commission issued a statement on X stating, "Only Indian citizens over 18 years of age can be registered as electors in the polling booths where there are ordinary residents." The Election Commission also emphasized that updating the electoral roll is a participative process involving all political parties and includes appeal mechanisms under the Representation of People Act 1950. Additionally, Biju Janata Dal delegation met Election Commission and raised concerns about unusual variances in votes cast in the 2024 Parliament and Assembly election. The BJT submitted a second memorandum on the matter to the poll panel. Over 20 years after actor Sondarya died in a plane crash, a complaint has been filed alleging popular Telugu actor Mohan Babu's involvement in what has been considered an accidental death for two decades. A police complaint has been filed in Khamman district, Andhra Pradesh, claiming that Sondarya's death was not accidental but linked to a property dispute with Mohan Babu. The complainant, Chittimalu, accuses Mohan Babu of pressuring Sondarya and her brother to sell 6 acres of land in Shamshabad. When the siblings refused, a conflict reportedly started between the two actors. After Sondarya's death, Chittimalu claims that Mohan Babu eventually took control of the land by force. No formal investigation has begun yet, and it remains unclear how Chittimalu is connected to the actors involved. Sondarya, a popular Kannada actor, died on April 17, 2004, in a plane crash. She was also a supporter of the Bharatiya Janata Party and was on her way to support a BJP rally. She was 31 years old and pregnant at the time. Sundarya, her brother Amarnath, a BJP worker Ramesh Kadam, and pilot Joy Phillips all died when the private jet they were on crashed while heading to Karimnagar for a political event. The crash killed everyone on board and the bodies were burnt beyond recognition. Chitimalu has called for a fresh investigation into Mohan Babu's involvement in the land dispute. He has also requested the state government to seize the land in question. Additionally, Chitimalu has asked for police protection, claiming he has received threats to his life. The complaint also mentions a property dispute between Mohan Babu and his younger son, Manchu Manoj. The Manchu family dispute escalated last year where an enraged Mohan Babu even attacked a journalist at his home. Mohan Babu's elder son, Manchu Vishnu, had played down the dispute as a family quarrel that would be resolved soon. The Congress Party is headed towards a second consecutive defeat in Haryana with the municipal body election this time, with the ruling BJP dominating the results so far. As counting continues, the Bharatiya Janata Party is leading or has won some seats in 9 out of the 10 civic bodies, including the important Gurugram post. In the 10th body, Manesar, an independent candidate Dr. Inderjeet Yadav, a former BJP leader, is ahead. Although the Congress struggled in the assembly elections last year, the party only once before contested local body polls under its own symbol. This time, however, it fielded several candidates, including for the Gurugram mayoral seat, which marked a direct contest with the Bharatiya Janata Party. The BJP responded with a strong campaign deploying top leaders, including Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini and newly elected Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Their efforts included door-to-door visits, large roadshows. The Congress also brought in high-profile figures, including former Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot and state leader Bhupinder Hooda. Despite efforts, results have been one-sided. In Gurugram, BJP candidate Raj Rani leads Congress's Seema Pahuja by over 95,000 votes after 6 rounds of counting at the time of the recording. 7 municipal corporations in Haryana, including Faridabad, Hisar, Rohtak, Karnal, Yamunanagar, Gurugram and Manesar, voted on March 2nd. By-elections for the mayoral post in Ambala and Sonipat were also held the same day, with Panipat voting on March 9th. The race for Rohtak's mayoral seat appeared to be a 5-way contest, with the BJP, Congress, AAP, INLD and an independent candidate all in the running. However, Bharatiya Janata Party's Ram Avtar emerged victorious, securing over 1 lakh votes. Congress candidate Suraj Malkiloi came second, trailing by more than 45,000 votes. This result is seen as a significant blow to Congress as Rohtak is considered a stronghold of Bhupinder Hooda. Voting also took place for 21 municipal community heads and members, with a disappointing overall voter turnout of 41%, a significant drop from the 68% seen in the assembly elections. In addition, 26 ward members were elected unopposed, including Kuldeep Singh from Faridabad and Vikas Yadav from Gurugram. Ukraine has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal from the United States and immediate negotiations with Russia following talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on Tuesday, news agency AFP reported. These discussions come after 3 years of intense fighting in the ongoing war, and merely a day after the largest drone attack by Ukraine on Moscow. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed that Ukraine has accepted the ceasefire proposal after the lengthy talks. Quote, "Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations," unquote, Mr. Rubio said after 9 hours of discussion. He added, "The ball is now in Russia's court," and urged Moscow to respond positively to peace efforts. Following Ukraine's agreement, the US plans to resume military aid and intelligence sharing, which had been suspended after a meeting between US President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in late February. In Washington, Trump expressed hope that peace would come soon. Quote, "I hope it will be over in the next few days. I'd like to see," unquote. He also mentioned a potential meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future. In a joint statement, Ukraine and United States also indicated they would quickly secure a deal to allow U.S. access to Ukraine's mineral resources something Trump had pushed for in return for military support. Zelensky thanked Trump for the ceasefire proposal, stating, "The American side understands our arguments, perceives our proposals, and I want to thank President Trump for the constructive conversation between our teams." Despite Ukraine's willingness to engage in talks, Russia's response remains unclear. Hours before the Jeddah meeting, Ukraine launched a major drone attack on Moscow, resulting in 3 deaths. Top Zelensky aide Andriy Yermak urged Russia to clarify its stance on peace. Quote, "Russia needs to say very clearly they want peace or not. They want to end this war, which they started or no," unquote. Trump's shift on Ukraine has unsettled European allies, particularly France and Germany, who are considering strengthening their own defense capabilities if US reduces its security guarantees through NATO. However, Trump's national security advisor Mike Waltz argued that Trump had moved the entire global conversation towards peace. Rubio will visit Canada to discuss the issue with other G7 foreign ministers, while Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk praised the United States and Ukraine for taking an important step towards peace. Despite Ukraine's agreement, major issues remain, including security guarantees and Ukraine's request for NATO membership, which Trump has ruled out and Russia has always opposed. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.